We certainly enjoy the testimony from from Sister Adrienne. That was so much of a blessing, and to see this church. If you would rise up and you put God first, I'm trying to tell you how it's done. Put God first. And those that honor God, God is going to honor you. He's going to respect. We've been studying Jeremiah and Daniel because there's no way you can there's no way that you can understand Daniel without having a knowledge of Jeremiah. There's no way you can understand Revelation without understanding Jeremiah and some of these Old Testament prophets. You cannot. Someone just opened their Bible and they start in Revelation. That's not where you start. You don't start that. And you have to, Jesus, you remember on the road to Emmaus, was it, with the two disciples? What did he do? He began at, was it Moses, Samuel, the prophets? That's, and expounded unto them all things that the scripture spoke about him. Am I right? He began at Moses, Samuel. So when you just begin at Revelation, you're not going to understand the scripture. Or, you know, even in Daniel, you have to have the background and to know, because Daniel is one of the most beautiful books. All of the Bible is beautiful, but Daniel is one of the most beautiful book in the Bible. And it's wonderful when God raised up these four young men in Babylon, and they were dedicated to the Lord. The king could not get them to, or the eunuch that kept them to eat the king's meat or drink his wine. But they did not want to defile themselves with the portion of the king's meal. That's a witness. They didn't want to be like everybody else. They stood firm for God. And then he goes to say they were 10 times wiser. That's awesome. 10 times wiser. How would you like this church to be 10 times wiser? I'm trying to tell you how you do it by the word of God. When others are preaching and talking about natural things, let's focus on the word of God. Let's focus on the scripture. Can we do that? How would you like a church like, say, the Philadelphian church? Have you read that in Revelations? Was it the Philadelphian church? Read it again tonight. See? And God was pleased with that church. And if you put the word of God in here, you're going to find out. You wake up in the night and you hear a word behind you say, this is the way. Walk in it. Scriptures will begin to come into your heart. And when you're down, scripture will lift you up. And you're not alone. You're not alone. You might be there alone naturally, but you're not alone. Because the Lord said, I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. Everybody else can leave. Even your children grow up and leave. You sometimes don't want to let them go, but they got to go. They got to go. So, I mean, Jeremiah was a wonderful prophet of God. God called him. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, chapter 1, I knew you, right? And he called him and he ordained him. Is it chapter 1? Going down to verse 6? 5? Jeremiah 1, verse 5. He said, I called you and I ordained you as a prophet. Then the verse, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 says, then the word, notice, focus now, do what? the word of the Lord came unto me, saying. You like to get that in your heart, right? That word in your heart came unto me. It's coming to you tonight. The same word. Saying. Notice that. Saying. Not don't read it and let your mind, it's yours right tonight. Saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. That's awesome. Before I formed you in the womb, the belly, I knew you. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I could spend all night here, but let me move on. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Because this is awesome. This is mystery. Only God can do that. He knew him. He ordained him, sanctified him, called him to the ministry. Had an ordination service for him before he was born. Yeah, I mean, that's miracles. God did that for him. So God does not have to wait until you grow up or you're born before he sanctified or ordained you. Or wait until you get to be 19, 20, or 20, or 30. No, he can do it from the mother's womb before you even enter into your mother's womb. God can do it. 6. Then said I, oh Lord God, behold, notice, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But God doesn't, I mean, the plan of God is not hindered by our, inabilities, by our weaknesses, by what you can do or what you can't do, like we're saying tonight, what you have and what you don't have. I mean, God knows that coin is in the mouth of the fish. Next verse says, but the Lord said unto me, say not, I'm broke, I'm poor, I don't have it. Say not that I don't have it. Right? Put it in there. Say not. Don't say that. Don't say I'm a child. Don't say I'm weak, because when I'm weak, I'm strong. Don't say that I'm down and I'm going through and everybody's on my back. No, I'm strong in the Lord. See, you look down on yourself and you cry and you whine and you doubt and you staggered at the promise. True unbelief. But you've got to be strong in faith. Believe in God. That whatever God says, he'll do it. I'm my God. But the Lord said unto me, say not. Something you don't say it. Negatives and doubts. Don't say it. You think it's just light words. You know, we get upset and shut down and we throw off words and we think, oh, but it doesn't count. It does count. It's called idle words. And God charges for idle words. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I commanded thee, thou shalt speak. Hallelujah. I'd like to get to the place where I can hear the voice of God and let him speak to me, and I speak just what God says. Be not afraid. Come on, help me. Be not afraid of their faces. Yeah, don't be afraid of the faces of the saints. Sometimes they come in and sit and look at you all. Now, I don't mean this church, but I mean, you know, the other church. And they look at you. They don't want to speak to you. They shake your hands. They're all mad. And boy, you see that face? Don't be afraid of that face. For I am with thee to deliver thee from that face. He's to deliver us from that look. That's powerful. So when someone sit out there and you, God said, I'm with you to deliver you from that phase. And we have a message. We have a message that can turn frowning face into joyful faces. Amen. Said, I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. Then, everybody read with me, help me here, because this is too good. Then, the Lord put forth his hands. Hey, would you like that? Would you like that? Put forth his hands, and what did he do? And he touched your mouth. If God ever touched your mouth, you never speak the same way. If God ever touched your mouth, you've got fire in your lips. Because when God touched your lips, it's with coals of fire. And you'll never find fault with anybody else. Feel God. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. Oh God, we ought to pray for God to touch my lips. Anoint me. Let thy words come forth from my lips. And the Lord said unto me, are you following? Behold, please go ahead and read that. Help me. Somebody help me. I have what? Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Where? Oh, ye Corinthians, our mouths are open unto you. Don't say who shall ascend into heavens or go into deep or across to bring the word of God. But what should you say? What says the scripture? The word of God is nigh thee and in thy heart and in thy mouth. You get that word in your mouth and you'll find what God will do for you. We heard tonight this precious young sister got up here and she had the word of God in her lips. She had the fire of God in her mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Are you getting it? Huh? So how come you got so much negative? Huh? When the word of God is in your mouth, you don't want to talk about nobody else or nothing else. See? Come on. Can you see? See? Get your attention. See? I have this day. You know, a lot of people say, oh, your day is coming. Your time is coming. Right now. I have this day. Right now. Tonight. Set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. To root out. To what? Root out. Just like tonight. We are set over the apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers set over the church to what? To root out, pull down, tear down, until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. To root out and to pull down, and don't keep it, don't lay it up in your closet. But to destroy it and to throw down. Then you build and plant. You know, but someone wants to build upon a building, an old rocky building. You got to clean the building up. We got to clean our lives up. We've got to put off the old man, put on the new man. And you got to take off the old garment before you can put on a new garment. No one can put one new wine into old wineskin or sew new garment to whole garments. Am I right? You got to get rid of the old Adamic nature before you can sow the new man Christ Jesus in your life and put on the garments of praise and the robe of righteousness. See, moreover, the word of the Lord, look at that. Came unto me. The word of God, don't you like to ask, not just one time, but again and again and again. We were here Sunday. We were here Monday. And become the word of God come. We're here tonight again. And the word of God come over and over again. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, hello, put your name in there. Put your name right there. Call your name right there. Jeremiah. What seest thou? All right, what? Come on. What do you see? When you go to church, what do you see in church? Well, I see that sister, I don't like her dress. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you see that boot that brother have on? Did you see how much grease he had in his hair? Boy, his suit is so shiny. Are you following? Look at that sister. She got new glasses, but they're funny. What do you see? You go there and you see something on somebody because you're focused on man. But you got to get your eyes off those and keep it on Christ. Sir, we would see Jesus. Who do you want to see? Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? What do you see? Come on, help me. What do you see tonight? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast seen well. Wouldn't you like the Lord tell you that? When he asks you a question, what do you see? You don't tell him that you see Sister Sue and Sister Mary or whatever I'm just calling name, or Brother Johnny, or I'm just calling names. But it's, what do you see? We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angel for the suffering of death. But now he's crowned with glory and honor. Hallelujah. Somebody shout. Somebody ought to get. Then said he, then said the Lord unto me, thou wast seen, thou wast well seen. Would you like that? Thou wast well seen. So that's why your testimony was so good. That's why your song was so good. Because you were seeing something wonderful. That's why your message was so good. That's why the church is so alive. Because we're seeing Jesus. For I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me, notice, the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a, first remember, what did he see? Almond tree, a rod. But now the second time he sees what? You have to pay attention. A seething pot. And the face thereof is towards the north. Here, look at this. A seething pot. Everybody know what a... If you grew up in the country, you know, the old cook pot, a pot with fire, they cook in it, right? So here was this pot boiling. Are you following me? Cooking pot boiling, and the fire was boiling, and then it flip over. You know, it turn over and it flows the water towards the north. Let's look at it. The word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot. You know what a seething pot is, right? And the face thereof is towards the north. Now, as you go forward, you find you're gonna what was in the north? Come on, help me. What was in the north? The armies of Babylon. And they were heading south where Judah was. And they were the seething pot. I see a seething pot, and go back there. I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is towards the north. Am I right? They came from the north, didn't they? Head south. Babylon was in the north of Israel, Jerusalem. And then the Lord said unto me, out of the north, look, there it is, an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. That's the invading army. Listen. Listen. The invading armies of Babylon. Let me go on here. For lo, read. I will call all the families of the kingdom of the north, said the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set everyone his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And that's what happened. When Nebuchadnezzar came, he sat and set his throne and killed many of the children of Judah. Go on. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. God said, I'm going to judge them. Let's go on. Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I commanded thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. So a man of God just stand and preach the word of God and not be afraid. For behold, I have made thee this day. Please look at this. What? And he said, oh, that's just for Jeremiah. No, it's for you too. Male or female? Can we read that? Look at what he said. For behold, I have made thee this day, what? A defense city. You know what a defense city is? And an iron pillar and brazen walls against the old land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. Wow. That takes in everybody. I wish I had time. Let me go. Verse 19. And they shall, notice, they shall fight against thee. How? With their tongues, their mouth, but they shall not. Somebody shout, they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee. Are you, hello? Can you shout? I am with thee, said the Lord, to deliver thee. What a God. If God be for us, who can be against us when God's on your side? Do you want God on your side? I said, do you want God on your side? 20. And that was it? Okay, for I am with thee. No, we don't want to go so far. We're going to wind it up. For I am with thee, said the Lord, to deliver thee. God told that to Jeremiah, and God prepared him to be a prophet. And he said he was a child. But the word of God came to him. And you remember that the word of God was lost in the temple. And when they were cleaning out the temple, they found the book of the law. I think it was in Josiah's day. Jeremiah was alive. And Jeremiah somehow got a hold of it and studied. And he said, thy words were found. Hey, look at me, everybody. Please, for just a second. Here it is. You got it. This is it. I said, this is it. You found it. Now, you don't eat it this way, but you eat it by reading and studying it. And you digest it in your spirit, and you'll see what it will do. It'll be like honey. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Are we eating tonight? Come on, are you eating tonight? And I did eat them. And thy words were the joy. Help me. The word of God was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name. What is the name? What is the name? His name is Jesus. You're not shouting. Come on. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's the name, the wonderful name. The name of the Lord is as a strong tower. The righteous. Are you righteous tonight? The righteous run into it. And they're saved. You ought to get the joy of God in your heart. You ought to get excited and say, thank you, Lord. I'm alive tonight. I'm alive today. I've got the word of God in my heart. Woo! You ought to. You see, we look for joy in the world and satisfaction. When you don't find it, you get disappointed. But I know a place where you can find the joy of the Lord. Hey, I know a place where the joy of God is. When you find Jesus Christ, you found the joy. They shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail. You know why they can't prevail? Because you've got the whole armor of God on. And you know what it is to shut yourself in when the enemy comes in like a flood. That spirit of God will lift up a standard. And when you get down on your knees and when they're persecuting you, you begin to cry before the Lord. Don't cry to men. Don't let men see you shedding tears. No, don't cry before. But you go inside. When you go inside, you cry before the Lord and you're weak. But when you come through those doors, you're strong. You're only weak before the Lord, but before everybody else, you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Why? Because you've got the whole armor of God. They shall fight against you, but they shall not overcome you. Amen. Somebody praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Let's receive our offering. My. Lord, I feel like preaching. Wow.